It's Monday, the 10th of March, and it's a beautiful morning. Sun's blazing through the pine trees. Skies are cloudless as far as I can see, just a white streamer from an airliner that's left in the sky. It's dry, it's cool, but it's lovely. It's a beautiful morning. And the trees that were soaked yesterday still have those little droplets, millions of little droplets of water. And the sun's lighting them all up. Just like Christmas trees. It's beautiful. Aye, it's a braw morning. Nicest trees of them all, when lit like that. With the dew, as the Scots pines, because they have millions of droplets on them. They're looking beautiful, as far as I can see from here, because partially blinded by the sun. And that's not a complaint. It's great to come out here in the morning that's dry and sunny, even if it is cool. I said that yesterday to my wife, that Sod's Law dictates that rotten weather at the weekend will turn into good weather on the Monday, and I was right. You can now see the steam, if you like. The sun's drying up the fence panels and the steam is rising up. Funny thing is, steam's heading west. Oh. Now I can see it even better, that it's actually drying up off the trees, pine trees. Big clouds of steam. All heading west. So that means that, yes, of course, logic says that that tiny, tiny, tiny wee breeze is coming from the east. Maybe that's why we're getting the clear skies this morning. It is lovely. And I had a great sleep last night, and I felt really good in the shower, and I'm feeling really good now coming out here with my hot muggy tea and the sun beating down, or beating across at least at the moment. It's lovely. I didn't even hear that plane that went overhead heading south to north, high altitude though. You see those streamers, you think they're small, but at altitude they're probably about, I don't know, a mile across, guess. I don't know. Someone will know. Someone who cares will know. It's just beautiful. Yep. Sunshine and birdsong. Farewell, people in big metal bird. Wherever you're going, safe journey. See, that's me being positive about aeroplanes. Or the noise of aeroplanes. Is there anything good about aeroplanes apart from the fact that they get you from one place to another fairly quickly? Is there actually anything nice about them? Well, I can't think of anything nice apart from that about them, confined in a sardine tin. Oh, I need to fill up those bird feeders again, those greedy wee buggers. Those greedy wee... Is that the biddy? Is that the biddy? Oh, it's not. I thought the biddy was there. Those greedy wee buggers are emptying everything. They're eating everything in sight. That Niger seed. That's the quickest of a lot. It's like an egg timer. Turn it upside down and watch it run out. Runs out as quick as that. Incredible. Niger seed. Where does that come from? Well, it comes from different parts of the world. But I know it comes from Africa as well. Grown as a crop, apparently. I don't know if it's grown as a crop to feed birds, to sell to us in every corner of the world, or whether it's actually a crop that's eaten. But those seeds are so tiny, you would need gazillions to make probably one bottle of oil for cooking with. You can imagine thousands of acres, maybe millions of acres of Niger seed crop growing. Vast plains. Baking in the hot African sun. Probably being trampled down and tore up with the herds of African elephants. What a picture. Hello, Mr. Blackbird. How are you doing this morning?